For close to a minute, the Florida House gave a standing ovation Tuesday to the abuse victims of the Dozier School for Boys. That's after the chamber not only passed a bill memorializing the victims who didn't survive the abuse, but also extended a formal apology to the survivors and their families. That resolution adopted by the House not only acknowledges physical and sexual abuse occurred at the school as well as its sister campus in Okeechobee, but also commits to making sure this never happens again.
Claude Robbins, Pastor John Gaddy, Bryant Middleton, Robert Straley.
That's bill sponsor Jacksonville Democratic Representative Tracy Davis reading the names of a number of Dozier survivors who stood as their names were called and watched the proceedings from the House gallery.
Richard Huntley, Bill Price, Gary Rice.
And at the end of the reading, Davis, along with her fellow House colleagues, stood themselves and formally apologized.
On behalf of the Florida House of Representatives, again, we stand here in solidarity saying we're sorry and we apologize for the wrongs that happened to you at the Dozier School as well as the Okeechobee School.
Richard Huntley, one of the survivors, acknowledged that the Florida House went to the Dozier School when he was 11 years old.
See, I'm one of the little black boys that was behind the curtain in Marana. See, I was from the segregated side. See, it was a time I couldn't speak to most of y'all here. I would get beat to say hello to a white boy. Today, I can speak to anybody.
Huntley says he not only survived severe beatings, he also endured other types of suffering.
During the time I was there, I got my right top of my toe cut off trying to cut cane in the wintertime. 17 degrees weather, 11 years old. What did that mean to them? Nothing.
And he says all the while he never understood why he was sent to the school and still didn't for decades.
I didn't know for over 50 years what you sent me for. Because I was poor, we didn't have shoes to wear to school. We didn't have lunch. So we decided we wasn't going. That landed me in Marana, a boy, Florida boy for school, with the title of incorrigible.
And Representative Davis says other juveniles were sent to the North Florida Reform School for similar reasons.
Such offenses as incorrigibility, truancy, smoking, as well as some other more serious crimes. For 111 years, the state of Florida ran this reform school that was plagued with reports of brutal beatings, sexual abuse, and suspicious deaths.
But it was through the investigative work of University of South Florida researchers in the past few years that allowed them to unearth the remains of 55 people buried on the Dozier property and unmarked graves. Tampa Republican Sean Harrison, who co-sponsored the memorial bill, says his bill not only memorializes those on-claim remains in Marianna and Tallahassee, the bill now preserves the White House where survivors say a lot of the abuse occurred. It also allows for researchers to unearth more remains.
The amended bill directs the Board of Trustees from selling or leasing the Boot Hill Cemetery and the structure known as the White House and the land underneath both, without protecting those structures and land in perpetuity. The bill also directs the Department of Environmental Protection to submit a plan for surveying the grounds of Dozier with ground-penetrating radar or other means to determine if any other remains are buried on the property.
Meanwhile, there is no companion bill in the Senate for any memorials, but there is a companion measure in the Senate making a formal apology. It has one more committee stop before heading to the floor. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Kortner.